This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What should a wife do if her husband is earning haram income? Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Now that's a very contentious question because haram is of various levels. And what you might consider haram and what might he believe is haram within the sharia might be of different levels. What I will say to you, my dear sister, is it's your husband's duty to provide for you. And what he provides is halal for you, even if it is not something, even if it's something that you believe is questionable, as long as you are not sure it is taking from the rights of others inappropriately. So money that he's stolen is haram for you if you know that it has been stolen. Money that he has taken from someone unjustly, has taken it with aggression, is haram for you if you know that that is the source of that wealth. But money that has come from questionable means, an investment, for example, in a company that is unethical or that deals with, interest rates or, you know, whatever it is that you find as being questionable and haram, the moment the money is transferred from his position towards your position, it's now a halal process between him and you. There is that buffer. So that secondary transaction is halal, even if the primary one is haram. So if he went to a gambling place and he earned a lot of money and it's haram for him to have earned that money, if he gets into a taxi and he pays the taxi driver with that money, the taxi driver doesn't say that money is from the gambling house, it's haram. The taxi is being paid for the service that he's provided, irrespective of the source. In the same way, the halal that is enjoyed by you, irrespective of the service of the place that it was earned, as long as it was not from aggression and usurping the rights of others, should be acceptable to you. The consideration, of course, is that you want to lead your husband away from that which is sinful. You want to bring him into that which is halal. You want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless your home. So don't be excessive in the wealth that he has taken. Don't go out and buy yourself extra special things with something that you believe is questionable. Make do with the limited, and if you have your own source of income, prefer that to what he has brought. Wallahu ta'ala. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases and consider donating to this worthy cause.